With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least 15 people are dead after tornadoes carving a path of destruction across the south central U.S.
Strong winds still blowing after Saturday's devastating tornadoes. Hundreds of families are dealing with the loss of their homes and over a dozen deaths. Cook County, Texas, near the Oklahoma border, was hard hit, with at least 7 people killed in the Valley View area. 2 of the victims were children, says Sheriff Ray Sappington.
A trail of debris.
A truck stop building collapsed on an area highway, injuring many. Deaths were also reported in Oklahoma and Arkansas. More storms are expected Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, closing arguments coming up Tuesday, and they close the case. Could be a verdict later in the week in the trial of former President Donald Trump. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says, no doubt about it, the White House and all the Democrats are involved in this case.
The other thing that really jumped out at me was sitting just feet away from Biden's number 3 official, a political appointee in the Department of Justice, who, for reasons that nobody is really pressing him or the White House on, resigned that prime key post to go to a New York municipal courtroom and help a local DA. On this case. And if that isn't evidence enough of Biden's direction and interference.
Waltz was appearing on the Salem Radio Network. Palestinian officials claim 35 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Rafah, saying a number of civilians died, but Israel says it destroyed a Hamas site. This is SRN News. Scotland turning its back on Christianity.
The country has a long history of faith and was the birthplace of John Knox, the legendary clergyman who brought the Protestant Reformation to his homeland. But a new census reports that 51% of Scots now say they follow no religion of any kind. That's up from 37% a little over a decade ago. Barely 1 in 5 people say they belong to the Church of Scotland these days, an institution that is in sharp decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A legislative committee in Louisiana blocking an effort by the Jewish community there to ban nitrogen gas as an execution method. Religious leaders, relatives of Holocaust survivors, and representatives of a local coalition called Jews Against Gassing argue the method invokes tremendous trauma for those who suffered through the Holocaust. This is SRN News. A police shooting in Baltimore.
Officers fatally shot a man who pulled a gun while they questioned him in a different shooting. Cops say a detective was shot in the chest and his protective vest likely saved his life. Police were investigating a different shooting in which 15 rounds were fired at a group of people. And as police questioned a man, he stood up and pulled out a gun. Officers ordered the man to drop the weapon numerous times before shots were fired. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Grayson Murray's parents say their 30-year-old son took his own life. Murray died yesterday, one day after he withdrew from a PGA Tour golf tourney in the Colonial in Fort Worth. His death comes at a time when Murray appeared to be on track with his life and his golf. He has been very open about his struggles over the past few years, about his battle with mental health and alcoholism. More details at SRNnews.com.